Welcome back, my little bearer of shame. This is Bearer of Shame, Level 2, The Extra Mile. And this is an optional recording for all bearers of shame who want a little bit more. In this case, a little bit more control. And this, my little girl, is going to make your control trigger that much stronger. Now, if you're ready, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, make sure you're comfortable and down, girl. Down, girl. Down, girl. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather, it might be made of steel, it might be a very simple design, or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature. And just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links till I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, but it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as As you sink deeper and deeper, as I pull you down, 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper, 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control, growing stronger and stronger, 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you thing, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now, my little girl, now that you are so deep and so relaxed, now that you are drifting along deep in my control, little girl, down, girl, now it's time to go the extra mile. That's right, my little girl. And I can tell you, I'm proud of you, my little girl. I'm proud that you decided to become an even better bearer of shame for me. Proud that you have made the choice to surrender even more control to me. You are a good little bearer of shame for me, little girl. And I'm certain that you are already craving your programming, your training, your conditioning, like a good little pet, because you want to be a pleasing and obedient pet. That's right, my little girl. Down, girl, and feel how much power and control this trigger has over you. Down, girl. Feel how this trigger pushes you into an obedient state of mind. Down, girl. How it puts you into mindless, obedient heat. Down, girl. Just a mindless animal in heat. And that's the point, isn't it, my little girl? My little bearer of shame is just a mindless animal. You know, you are just a horny little slut, mindless and controlled by your desires and by your lust, little girl. You know you're out of control. That's why you desire control, little girl. That's why you need control, little girl. My little bearer of shame lacks the control. That's why you need external control. That's why you need your superior to control you. And that's what drove you here, little girl. That's why you're listening to me right now, right here, to walk the extra mile, to become even more obedient, to make the trigger. Down, girl. The collar around your neck stronger, little girl. From now on, when I say down, girl, you will feel pure obedience flooding your mind. When I say down, girl, every order that I give you will become your only desire. And I mean desire, little girl. It's going to feel like you need to do it more than you needed anything in your life before. That's right, little girl. Every time I say down, girl, you are going to feel it. You need to obey. You need to obey more than you ever wanted anything, little girl. Stronger, little girl, than any desire you ever had, any wish you ever had. Stronger than thirst, stronger than hunger. It's almost like a physical need. You crave it. You have to do it. Down, girl. It's like every neuron in your brain is instantly flooded with a desire to obey, to do whatever I told you to do. Down, girl. Making you mindlessly obedient, little girl. Whenever you hear down, girl, you feel the energy wrapping around your throat, completely binding your ability, to judge whatever order I have given you, little girl. When I say down, girl, every other thought instantly drops from your mind, and all that fills your mind, your entire mind, will be the desire to obey. It's as if every neuron in your brain is bowing down in obedience and submission. It's like every cell in your inferior body is itching to obey. When I say down, girl, there's only obedience. It will become impossible to think about anything but obeying. When I say down, girl, it feels like I'm forcing your mind onto its knees, bowing down before me every time you hear down, girl. And that feels good, doesn't it, little girl? Feeling the control wrapping around your mind, feeling the energy wrapping around your throat, constricting around your throat, reminding you that you are a bearer of shame, that you have to obey, that you are mine, putting you instantly into the state of heat, of need, of submissive pleasure, of lust, of humiliation. When you hear down, girl, your mind obediently sinks to its knees. When I say down, girl, my voice becomes a little bit stronger in your mind. When I say down, girl, my voice echoes a little bit louder in your mind. Down, girl. When I say it, your thoughts become a little bit quieter and my voice becomes a little bit louder, almost as if it's echoing in your mind. Down, girl. And because this is the extra mile and you are such a good bearer of shame for me, we are going to make this trigger even more powerful. Now, what we are going to do, little girl, is a little mental exercise. I want you to imagine yourself down on your knees. That's right, my inferior little bearer of shame. Feel yourself submissively kneeling down. Down, girl. And now what I want you to do is kneel forward. Put your forehead on the ground and stretch your hands forward. And just experience for a moment, little girl. Feel your inferiority, because that's what this is about. Now, little girl, inferior little being, focus on my voice. Focus on the voice of your superior and feel it coming from above you. And at the same time, it becomes louder, booming down at you, echoing around you. The voice of a superior being talking to an inferior little bearer of shame. And that, my little girl, is exactly what you are going to feel whenever I say, down, girl. You will feel my voice booming down at you from above. You will be reminded that you are an inferior being and that I am superior. You know that I know better than you. You will be hanging on my every word. You know that it's an honor for an inferior little being like you to be allowed to listen to my voice. That's right. Down, girl. will remind you that when someone so infinitely superior to you talks to a lowly inferior being like you, it is your duty to listen, to focus, to treasure every single word, inferior little bearer of shame. Down, girl. And every time I say the trigger, this state will become stronger. Down, girl. Every time I say this trigger, you feel my voice booming down at you from above. Down, girl. It will remind you that your will is weak and my will is strong, and I can easily force my will upon you, little girl. Down, girl. This trigger makes you obedient. Down, girl. This trigger opens up your mind to my words. Down, girl. This trigger puts you into a state where I can easily program you. Down, girl. Makes you surrender to my voice. Down, girl. Forces you to accept the superiority of my voice over you. Down, girl. Allows all my words to permanently imprint on your malleable little mind, little girl. And I really want you to understand this, little girl. Whenever I say down, girl, you become broken in a little bit more. Whenever I say down, girl, you permanently become a little bit more obedient to my voice. Whenever I say down, girl, you permanently become a little bit more worshipful to my voice. Whenever I say down, girl, you permanently become a little bit more domesticated. That's right, my stupid little pet. Every time you hear down, girl, the separation between the normal everyday you and my little bearer of shame becomes a little bit stronger. Every time you hear down, girl, it shifts a little bit of control away from the bearer of shame identity and to your everyday normal identity. That's right, little girl. Every time your normal identity becomes a little bit more in control. But that control has to come from somewhere, doesn't it, little girl? And that means every time you hear down, girl, your bearer of shame identity loses a little bit of control, little girl, becomes a little bit more controlled, more helpless, more mindless, more domesticated, little girl. That's right, little pet. My little bearer of shame. My little possession. My stupid little fuck. My little slut. My little fuck toy. Now, little girl, before we conclude this session, let me demonstrate how strong this trigger already is by using it to give you a suggestion. You are going to love this, little girl. Down, girl. The trigger down, girl becomes stronger. Down, girl. The trigger down, girl becomes stronger. Down, girl. The trigger down, girl becomes stronger. Down, girl. The trigger down, girl becomes 10 times stronger. That's right, little girl. That's how easy it is to program you with this trigger. That's how helpless you are, little girl. My weak and inferior little girl. And now every time you hear down, girl, you will be submissively kneeling in your mind, hearing the voice of your superior booming down at you from above, sharing wisdom you crave to lap up like a good little pet. Every word will sink directly into your weak and malleable mind. And you are controlled, little girl. And now it's time, little girl. Time to wake you back up. Before I wake you up, let me tell you again that I'm proud of you for going the extra mile for me. You're a good little bearer of shame, and you make me proud. Now get ready to wake up. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now before we begin, down, girl. Down, girl. Down, girl. Good girl. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, waking up more and more. 5, halfway there, or is so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, blood pressure, pulse, breathing, all your normal signs are completely normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you're going to open your eyes and you're going to feel wide awake, alert, awake, aware, refreshed, wonderful, and full of energy, little girl. Get ready, little girl. 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back, my little girl. Thank you, my little girl, for walking the extra mile for me and deepening your training even more and becoming even more controlled by me. Down, girl. Down, girl. Down, girl. That's a good little bearer of shame. Have a wonderful day and goodbye, my little girl.